Chapter 18 Introduction to the Gita. Bhagavad Gita, Song of the Lord, or Gita, is a part of the great epic Mahabharata. It is in the form of a dialogue between Lord Krishna, an incarnation of Bhagavan Vishnu, and Arjuna, the bravest of the five Pandava brothers. Over the dispute for their kingdom, Pandavas and Kauravas, the descendants of Kuru, decided to settle the issue by war, and then the two opposing armies were arrayed at the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Though prepared for war, as Arjuna saw his kith and kin and his preceptors and instructors standing face to face ready to fight him, he hesitated to enter into the battle and gain victory at the expense of their lives. It is then that Lord Krishna, while as Arjuna's charioteer, discoursed with him on the importance of discharging one's duties irrespective of the consequences and having faith in God. After clearing his doubts, Arjuna joins the battle and gains a crushing victory over the Kauravas. It is this dialogue that is reproduced in the Gita. The traditionally known author of the Gita is Rishi Vedavyasa, who, it is said, compiled the divine expressions in the form of the Gita, which presently consists of 18 chapters and 708 verses. In introducing the Gita to young readers and for their benefit, a translation in English of the Gita Sara as the essence of Gita, written by Paramashraddheya Swami Ramsakadasaji Maharaja and published by Gita Press, is reproduced below. The Essence of Gita, Chapter 1. It is because of worldly delusion, moha, that a person finds himself at a loss to decide what to do and what not. In this dilemma, one loses his sense of duty. However, in reality, a person should neither be a prisoner of delusion nor that of pleasure. Chapter 2. All bodies are perishable, while the soul abiding within is not. Either to give importance to this understanding, viveka, or to perform one's duty, offer two alternatives to relieve a person from worry or sorrow. Chapter 3. By promptly performing one's duty towards others, without desiring any reward in return, a person does a good turn to himself. Chapter 4. There are two ways to free oneself from the bondage of action, karma. One needs to understand the intrinsic nature of an act and to perform the same unselfishly, and the second is to experience the divine essence. Chapter 5. A person should not become happy or sad when he faces favorable or unfavorable circumstances, as such feelings do not allow one to rise above the mundane world and advance to experience the supreme bliss, Paramananda. Chapter 6. By any form of meditation, a person's mind should achieve equanimity, because without that, one cannot remain even-minded and serene, Nirvikalpa. Chapter 7. God is everything, and to recognize this fact is the highest form of spiritual discipline. Chapter 8. A person's thinking at the last moments of life influences his passage from this world. So one must perform his duties, remembering God all the time, and thus he would be reminded of God on his passing away. Chapter 9. All persons are entitled to realize God, no matter what caste, creed, community, country, or guise, etc. they belong to. Chapter 10. Wherever one notices something unusual, special, beautiful, important, powerful, etc. in the world, one should take it to be a reflection of God and accordingly think of Him. Chapter 11. Only after acknowledging the world as a manifestation of God could a person behold the cosmic form, Virat Rupa, of God. Chapter 12. Every devotee who dedicates himself, his body, senses, mind, and intellect to God endears himself to God. Chapter 13. In the world, the divine essence alone is worth realizing, and having done so, one becomes immortal. Chapter 14. To free oneself from worldly attachment, a person must transcend the three modes of nature, that is, the three gunas, goodness, sattvika, passionate, rajasika, and ignorance, tamasika. Exclusive devotion enables a person to be independent of the influence of these modes. Chapter 15. The creator of this world and its supreme lord is God alone. Cognizant of this, one must in unbounded faith worship God, and then nothing remains to be done. Chapter 16. Persons, because of their evil tendency and misdeeds, go through 84 lakh births and to hells, and thus suffer. To free oneself from this cycle of births and deaths, it is essential to shun them. Chapter 17. Whatever good work a person of faith wishes to undertake, he should think of God first, recite his name, and then proceed further. Chapter 18. The essence of all scriptures are the Vedas, and that of the Vedas are the Upanishads, while that of the Upanishads is in the Gita. The quintessence of Gita lies in a person's complete surrender to God. When a person wholly takes refuge in Him, God delivers him from all sins.